AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Nearly every passenger injured on a jet that burst into flames in Toronto has been released from the hospital.
All 80 people aboard a Delta jet survived after it burst into flames on a Toronto runway. The Delta Airlines jet came down fast, landing so hard that it lost its right wing, then burst into flames on a runway in Toronto. The aircraft slid to a stop, upside down, with a trail of black smoke in its wake, and passengers scrambled to escape the wreckage. Toronto Pearson's International Airport's CEO and president, Deborah Flint, says they're looking into what caused the crash.
This would not be a time for us to have theory or to speculate on what caused the crash. So as I shared, you know, we have a number of agencies that are here that are responsible for doing a thorough and full and complete investigation to determine all the causal factors.
That audio is courtesy of CTV. All 80 people on board the flight from Minneapolis to Toronto survived the crash. All but two of the 21 people injured on the flight have been released from the hospital. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A man in prison for killing two FBI agents is now free.
Leonard Peltier left a high-security prison in Wildwood, Florida this morning, a free man nearly a month after then-President Joe Biden commuted his life sentence in the killings of two FBI agents. Peltier is a member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and was prominent in the American Indian Movement. The indigenous activist is in poor health but good spirits, according to his attorney, and plans to return to North Dakota for home confinement. Peltier said he fired from a distance in self-defense. The FBI says agents Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams were shot in the head at point-blank range while trying to serve arrest warrants. I'm Jennifer King.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both lungs. New tests show a further complication in the condition of the 88-year-old pontiff. This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is postponing a trip to Saudi Arabia.
Volodymyr Zelensky has postponed a trip to Saudi Arabia scheduled for this week. The Ukrainian president cited the fact that officials from his country weren't invited to US-Russia talks in the kingdom on negotiating an end to the war. Speaking in Ankara at a joint press conference with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Zelensky said the American-Russian talks were a surprise. He added, "We are completely honest and open. That's why I don't want any coincidences. That's why I won't go to Saudi Arabia." He said his visit had been rescheduled for March 10. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy for Russia and Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, is due to arrive in the Ukrainian capital on Wednesday morning for a meeting with Zelensky. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.